people talk about their secondary, but not a lot of people talk about their line. They have a lot of quick guys and that they rotate in. They have the big guys they play on their base.
No,
how they use their front.
Yeah, no, I think their front is as good as certainly as strong a component as anything they have. And part of the reason that the secondary plays as successfully as they do is because of the ability level of their front. And you're right, they do have a lot of guys are very specialists, so that the bigger, stronger guys play on first, second down, and they put in their speed rushers on third down. So it's a dynamic mix that most clubs would love to have. Very few do. So, you know, again, we're going to have our hands full. But they are very good up front, and they rotate a lot of people, and they got great speed, and they take advantage of the speed. They really do.
Is there anything you coach your receivers to do differently during the week, just to, I guess, fend
just
off
we
the
just
hands,
talk? Or? Yeah, you work on facing bump and run man, you know, every day. You work on your releases. You work on the one on ones. We get once a week live, you know, against our own DBs. But I think the biggest thing, you just got to prepare them to recognize what they're in for, and that is, you know, from the moment the game starts to the moment until the game ends, that guys are going to be up in your face, grabbing you, holding you, and if you think that they're going to be called and expect that to be the solution to the problem, then you're going to be sadly mistaken, because they've perfected the art, and you got to just keep fighting and battling and not give up, and then you'll have your chance to make some plays.
Are there certain routes in general that work better against a bumping pressure coverage like
a lot
that?
Of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say which ones those are.
Has Pugh's progress been one of the, I guess, more encouraging elements for you this year?
I didn't hear it.
Justin
Pugh. Yes. And I think particularly over the last three, four games, he's really, you know, it was steady, slow, and then all of a sudden now things seem to have fallen into place, you know, where he has a sense or feel for what's going on around him. He's reacting to the stunts that, you know, the line games that caused all kinds of anguish early on. He's, you know, so he's handling the one-on-one situations much more effectively, but he's really seeing the overall scheme, the team part of the game, the twist, the two-man games, the three-man games that were, you know, they were just, you know, toying with us early in the year, and now he's you know, again, no one's perfect, but he's seeing it very well, and now all of a sudden you're seeing the ability level, because the game has slowed down a little bit for him, so you can see the good feet that he has, you know, the temperament he has, which is outstanding, and the professionalism. He's, you know, he's shooting his hands out, he's doing a good job with that, and, you know, some of those things you didn't see early on because of how fast the game was to him mentally.
Victor is like 27 yards short, his third straight 1,000-yard season. Has this been might have been a tougher 1,000 yards for him because of what he's seeing?
I think that's 100% on target. Yeah, I mean, there's no question that we haven't been as effective in some of the other spots, and so therefore, you know, people gear up defensively to, you know, they're certainly very cognizant of where he is at all times, and sometimes we call it funnel coverage, where, you know, everybody's man-to-man and there's a zone player in there, but usually that zone player is looking to see where Victor is, and then we've gotten a lot more doubles. It's like early on, it was like with Steve Smith at the end, you know, Plexico Burris at the end. Those guys face double coverage all the time. That's what he's being, you know, confronted with on our own, not every snap, but a lot of the snaps, particularly on third down when they know you're going to throw.
You say at the end with Smith and Burris, though, but you're hoping Victor's going to be here for a long time.
Right.
Are there ways that you can,
right,
you know, kind of open that up for him? Or
and then again, you can do it a little bit for yourself, but your complementary receivers have got to come to play. Those are the guys. Whoever has the one-on-one chance, those are the guys that got to win for you. Because defenses can, just like if they want to shut down a run, they can line up 8-9 guys and shut down a run, but it gives guys one-on-one opportunities to catch the ball. And this is one of those teams that you're going to have a chance to do that. So, not that they're, you know, they'll play some too high, but not a lot. No, they're going to have the extra guy around the box most of the day.
What has allowed Cruz to still have success against those double teams?
I think we some of the things we do schematically, you know, he can exploit, take advantage, and the streak package we do, he's you know, it's like a duck take, you know, the water on that stuff. He's very good with that stuff. You know, he reads that stuff real well, so that gives him an opportunity to run through a lot of that. And then if you play off soft, then he, you know, we have hooks or set down stuff. He does a very good job with it. And his ability level, you know, so it's scheme and his ability level, which you know, I've been very proud of the progress he's continued to make, which is, you know, one of the bright spots of the season.